Lance Armstrong is 8 seconds off the lead in the Tour de France. That's how the bike race stands after a punishing series of race days through the Pyrenees. Armstrong is in third place, and one of those in front of him is a member of his own team. We're going now to Frankie Andreu, a former Tour de France rider and former teammate of Lance Armstrong. He's analyzing the race. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much.
There was a lot of skepticism about how Lance Armstrong would fare after 3.5 years off, but he seems to be pretty close to the front.
Yeah, he seems to be doing great. 3 years off the bike, decided to come out of retirement, and he did the Tour of Italy, which was a grand tour, which was the month before the Tour de France, kind of to get ready for this race, and he's never done that before. So there were a lot of question marks on how Lance was going to recover after that first race, how his training was, and how he was going to fare in the mountains and at the start of this tour.
Although I'm thinking of a comparison to Tiger Woods. There are times that Tiger Woods is playing great, but still not quite all you'd expect of Tiger Woods. Is Lance Armstrong all you would expect here?
Right now he's doing everything that he needs to be doing to put himself in a position to try to win the Tour de France when we arrive in Paris at the end of the month. But we still have a lot more mountains, a lot more racing to go. And honestly, his biggest threat to being able to take the yellow jersey is that man that you mentioned, which is sitting right in front of him in second place, his teammate, Alberto Contador.
Explain how that works.
Well, Alberto Contador is on the same team as Lance Armstrong, which is Team Astana. And Alberto Contador won the Tour de France in 2007. He's an incredible climber, a good time trialist. And we haven't reached the point where Alberto Contador has actually attacked or really been able to go full gas on the mountains and been able to see if Lance Armstrong can respond to that move in the mountains. And so their fitness levels have been tested, but they really haven't tested each other. And generally, you only have one leader on the team, and it's a very different dynamic this year by having two leaders on Team Astana, and everyone is still waiting to see how that is going to play out.
Is it normal in a team situation that in the end, they look around and they see who's got a chance to win and everybody works for that guy's victory?
It's rare that you have two guys on one team that can actually win the Tour de France, as Team Astana does. So yeah, generally you have, there's nine guys on a team, you have the other eight riders that sacrifice themselves, setting the pace, getting the water bottles, controlling the bike race to allow that one rider to have that opportunity to be able to win and to excel in the mountains. In Team Astana's case, I mean, there's Levi Leipheimer, there's Lance Armstrong, Alberto Contador, Andreas Klode, and they have four riders right now sitting in the top 10, and all of these guys want to win it. And so the dynamics and the team politics are starting to get very confusing and very integrated as the director, Johan Bernil. He has to figure out how to control these riders and figure out who's going to win. And what's going to happen probably is just going to be, decisions aren't going to be made in the meeting. The decisions are going to be made out on the road with those guys actually racing against each other instead of helping each other.
Could that end up hurting all of them?
It could end up hurting all of them, but more than likely it's just going to end up hurting one of them. And that will still have to remain to be seen. Is it going to be Alberto Contador that ends up not being in the front, or is it Lance Armstrong that's going to end up not being in the front?
So have you been excited to watch this race?
So far it's been great. We started in Monaco with the time trial. Lance did a good performance with the top 10. After that, Lance has been very aware, riding in the front of the peloton, taking some seconds here and there, and then a little bit of a disappointment is coming through the Pyrenees, three mountain stages, and it didn't seem to really pan out or sort anything out like normally we have after we get through the big mountain stages. Contador and Armstrong are still very close to each other. Still no decision has been made as to actually who is the team leader. These guys are like frenemies. They're friends but enemies, but as this race continues, I think that friend title probably is going to disappear even more.
Frankie Andreu, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
He's a former teammate of Lance Armstrong.